Time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. We usually do that with editor Jack Robinson, but he's away. So today it's Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Good morning.
Sonia oversees the Business Journal's social media activity and writes about retail, small business, and restaurants. Well, since this is January, a lot more people are hitting the gym, but the local fitness craze isn't limited to New Year's resolutions. In fact, there's yet another gym in the works.
Lifetime Fitness is making significant progress on its massive facility in Roseville.
Should local health clubs be worried about the competition?
Well, if they plan on building a mega club anytime soon, maybe they should be worried. This Roseville club is pretty massive. It covers about 300,000 square feet and includes everything from indoor and outdoor aquatic centers to a bistro. And they're even going to perform blood work there to properly assess members' health. So this is a rather interesting concept. This is the first Sacramento region entry for this company, Lifetime Fitness, out of Minnesota. They announced the plan a little while back, making significant progress on construction now, aiming for a summer opening. And they say that this will be the first of multiple clubs that they plan to open in the region. Next up appears to be a possible facility in Folsom. That's at least one of the places they're looking at.
And I heard there's a new spa business opening up where people can float in a private room for an hour. You think this will catch on?
This business is True Rest Float Spa. They have a location that's opening soon in Roseville, followed by locations in Folsom and Elk Grove. And basically, the concept is people pay to float for an hour. It's just about 10 inches of water, but there's lots of Epsom salts involved. So you're just basically floating there. The website says that it costs about $79 for an hour long float session. This is often called sensory deprivation, and a lot of advocates cite it as a way to relieve stress, relieve pain, and improve the quality of your sleep. It'll be interesting to see if people are willing to take an hour out of their day to just simply float.
Usually when we talk arena, it's all about the new Sacramento Kings venue that's under construction in downtown Sacramento. But Sleep Train Arena, the Kings' current home in Natomas, is making headlines of its own. With the end of a Natomas building moratorium in sight, do we have a better idea of Sleep Train Arena's future?
Yes and no, but unfortunately, mainly no at this point. Now, the Kings say that they've taken some little steps regarding the arena's future, but those steps don't involve, at least so far, announcing a clear plan for what'll happen to the facility. You know, initial timelines suggested that we'd know something by now, possibly, but that is not the case. It is important to remember that under approvals for the new arena, the former one cannot remain a sports or entertainment venue. So this definitely suggests some type of redevelopment.
And Sleep Train is actually bigger than the future arena in terms of acreage.
That's why that site had in the past been suggested as a replacement site, possibly for the California State Fair, and then maybe a Kaiser Medical Center site. But now both of those ideas seem fairly unlikely.
Negotiations between Blue Shield and Sutter Hospitals have broken down. Well, what happened and what does it mean for consumers?
It's difficult to understand the reason why. Depending on which side is talking, this dispute stems from either Blue Shield demands for a rate rollback or language Sutter wants in the contract to protect the health system from antitrust lawsuits. The most important thing for consumers to remember at this point is that all members affected by the expiration will have time to switch to another provider. You're going to get a letter if this affects you, and you will have clear steps outlined as far as what you should do and how to proceed. But at least potentially, it seems like there's a significant number of consumers that would be affected by this.
Sonia Sorich of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
You can hear previous Business Journal conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.